Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. North Haven police looking for a suspect who they believe stole a dozen cases of energy drinks, steaks, and a throw rug.
All right.
From a local store.
That last one doesn't quite fit in.
Exactly.
Oh, it sounds like a good night. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll see. Energy drinks and steaks. I can see that.
Oh, let's put the rug down by the fire and have ourselves energy drinks and meat.
And if you look at the guy who took it, he doesn't look like somebody actually uses energy drinks. He's a little like, he looks kind of like he's kind of bent over the cart and kind of like not athletic, put it that way.
That's why he needs the energy drink.
Sounds like you could use some.
I could, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Police posted on Facebook last week. I think I got this story on Friday, so they may have gotten this guy already. A male entered BJ's Wholesale on Universal Drive, stole 11 cases of Red Bull and a case of Monster Energy drinks. Mm. So I'm thinking that he ran out, like they were out of Red Bull. Like they only had 11 cases.
Right, so he took those,
right,
put them in a cart.
Right, and then he's like, well, I want one more case. So we got the, all right, then I go with the Monster Energy.
Like a consolation prize.
That's weird, though. Wouldn't you just, like, if you wanted the Red Bull, just take the Red Bull, and if it's 11, it's 11. If it's 12, it's 12.
Right.
Now, I need one more.
Yeah.
And then a throw rug and several steaks.
You know, when I first thought, like, what place sells those things and rugs?
BJ's.
Yep.
That's what I love about BJ's.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a pallet of toilet paper.
Right.
A pallet. Yeah.
You don't buy things like one little thing. You buy like a pallet of everything.
I like when two things are right next to one another that shouldn't be. Like there's a pallet with giant, giant jars of mayonnaise. And then right over to the left is a boat.
Yep.
I'm like, wow.
The mayo boat.
This store is cool.
Yep.
Like,
fresh
wow.
Seafood.
Yeah.
Plungers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They just put things where it fits.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that fits right here.
Oh, and a boat.
Right.
Oh, flip flops.
Right. Condoms and baby dolls.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it there. Yeah. So apparently, this guy puts all this stuff. All these cases of energy drinks and a throw rug and some steaks in a cart, rolls it out, vehicle waiting for the suspect on the front sidewalk with an unidentified female seated in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she was going to be the recipient of that nice night. We got our throw rug, we got our energy drinks, and we got our steaks.
Let's go all night.
Trying to get it on.
And police were asking if anyone can identify the suspect. Contact Officer Martin. At 203-239-5321. They may have gotten this guy already. I pulled the story Friday. I saw it Friday. I'm like, by Monday, it's not going to be. I want this story now.
Look for the really awake guy shaking.
I just I Googled some of the keywords. I didn't see anything about him being caught yet.
Yeah.
So if he was, it didn't make news anyway.
But he goes to the ER for heart attack symptoms. It's him.
So here's the thing with North Haven. Like, if you look this story up, someone's going to know him.
Yeah.
Someone's going to say, oh, that's my neighbor.
He gave me a case of Red Bull.
Right. He was selling Red Bull on the corner. Blah, 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 blah.
I had steaks with the dude. I had Red Bull with the dude.
That's right.
On a throw rug.
Did you see the story, AJ?
Yeah.
You printed it out, right?
Yeah.
So you know the did you see this one, Ashley?
I didn't, no.
Okay. And Phil, you saw it. So
I'm looking at it now, yeah.
The guy right, looks so, the guy from the WhatsApp commercial.
Yes!
Has Kaylee... whatever, whoever's in there.
Pumpkin
today.
Poms is in today.
Pumpkin
yeah,
Poms,
she
yes.
is. Has she seen it?
No, she. I haven't sent
all right,
it to
so,
her.
So this will be between Ashley and Kaylee.
Ooh.
Hold on. All right.
All right. It's a game.
11 cases of Red Bull, one case of Monster Energy drink.
Okay.
Several steaks. All right, let's say three.
Were they like prime ribs? Or
three,
were like,
what okay.
He's going to have two, she's going to have one.
Were they king cut?
And a throw rug. What do you think the retail price is?
Your total.
I'm going to say $225.
Where the hell are you shopping?
What year is this?
Yeah. Kaylee?
I would say probably around $300 is my guess.
All right. You win because you're closest without going over.
Bummer.
Actual worth of items, $600.
Really?
Yeah.
$600.
I thought I overshot that.
Yeah, no, Red Bull's expensive.
How much is a case of Red Bull?
Apparently a lot.
But it's BJ's. Isn't it supposed to be cheaper?
Right.
Yeah, but it's not that much cheaper.
But it's $600. But the throw rug, now that's throwing us because we don't know.
The throw rug was throwing us.
Was it an oriental type rug? What was it, you know?
Right.
Was it a 4x6 area rug? Was it 9x12, 8x10? What was it?
10x12?
Yeah.
Was it a remnant? I cannot say I'm terribly familiar with the rug options at BJ's.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. That is like the question mark here in this equation.
Yeah. Those next to the engine stands, by the way.
I do know the couple of times I go out and pick up groceries, like, you know, if we're grilling on the weekend.
Yeah.
I come out with like two bags and it's like $80,000.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what just happened. The hell did I buy? Seems like bad math.
The hell did I buy?
Maybe I should have sat there with a calculator and you know, because I'm not one of those old people like, excuse me, this is off by 25 cents.
Right.
All the folks walking, whatever you say it is, that's what it is.
The folks walking with those little scanner guns are going, eat, eat.
Those are fun.
Everything, the guys, they go, eat everything.
$600. So how do you think this breaks out? So 12 cases, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be somewhere around $300 right there.
No, I think it's more.
At least 300, maybe 400.
All right, let's start with the steaks, several steaks.
Yeah, so what kind of steaks were they?
Well, let's just say 10 bucks a package of steak, right?
Okay.
So $30.
Right.
Right? Let's round it up to 50 to make it easy on us.
Right.
And then the throw rug. What do you think a throw rug
is? Was it plush? Was it Berber? Was it commercial grade?
No one knows any of this stuff. Yeah, should we get the North Haven Police Department on the phone?
Sure. I want to know.
Shag, maybe?
Very quick Google search for a case of Red Bull at Sam's Club is $55.
Whoa.
God damn.
Whole case.
Mm.
55.
Yeah. All right.
Does anyone have a calculator out?
So that's way too much because 12 of those would be $660.
I did the same thing on Amazon. It was like 30 bucks.
30 bucks?
Yeah.
Jennifer texted a 4-pack of Red Bull is $8. Holy crap.
Right. They just say case. Oh, so yeah. We don't know how many cans are in that case.
Right.
Would you have 30?
She had 30, yes.
30 times 12, all right, that's 360. Then what do we want to say, like another $100 for steaks?
Yeah, 120?
100?
Maybe.
We don't know how many steaks.
Yeah, $100.
They said several.
Were they prime rib? Were they porterhouse?
Yeah.
Hmm. Were they little cube steaks? Were they filet mignons?
I think 100 is fairly conservative, but fair. We say 120.
Bucks
yeah.
For three steaks? That's a lot.
Again, we don't know what kind of cut they were. Exactly.
It also depends on the number. If it's
they're not
going to
have bone-in filet at BJ's. Sorry.
All right, so Chuck's
steak. There's not going to be $30 steaks at BJ's.
All right, so Salisbury.
Right.
All right, so we'll say 70.
No offense, BJ's, but no. Yeah, I got to go pick up a boat and some steaks and some mayonnaise and flip-flops. I'm going to BJ's.
Don't forget the toilet paper.
Or the baby doll rug. And a baby doll and condoms.
Yes. All those things and more.
That'd be the strangest cart.
Oh, my God.
Even people there would be like, wow, that guy's
They'll see you trying to steal. They go, just go. Just go.
Right. Get out of here.
Just
go. Don't come back.
Yeah. Just keep that. Just go.
The North Haven police have this up on their Facebook page right now.
Yeah.
And there's 205 comments and 346 shares on the post.
Really?
No one seems to know the guy, but a common question is, what happened to the person at the door that checks the receipts as you're leaving?
Right.
Right.
Obviously, they were busy with somebody else, and he just kind of went past.
Or... Well, they knew the guy didn't pay, and they knew someone was waiting. So the waiting part could be surveillance camera outside, but they knew he got out without paying. So that person may have said, excuse me, sir. And he's like, yeah, go F yourself.
Right, I wonder if he bought the rug to like, drape over the rest of the goods.
Or like he took the rug, and then he put all the stuff in and then wrapped it.
Yes!
He downed two of those Red Bulls and just ran.
Yeah. But you said he was slouched over and he didn't look like...
No, he did not. No, I would kill him. Like I said, he looks like the What's Up guy from the Budweiser commercial. What's up?
Hmm. Well, do we have someone on the phone right now?
Hmm.
So North Haven Police.
Really?
It's by BJ's.
No. Let's see. Brandy and Cheshire. We're going to get some intel from Brandy.
All right, Brandy.
Brandy.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. You're a fine girl.
You know, I was actually just over at Sam's Club picking up some rib roast, and you know, they do have $35 tomahawk cut steaks over at Sam's Club.
Oh, wow.
All right, so he went for good stuff,
obviously. It all depends on the weight.
Yeah.
So if he grabbed a few of those, four of those, whatever, three of those.
That led up.
You know, that's over $100 right there.
Yeah, you're right.
And those cases of Red Bull, if it's the same idea, there's probably, I think, 20 in each case, in each flat. So, you know, yeah, they're like probably about $40, $35, $40.
Wow. So I'm thinking all you have to do is check surveillance video from the closest liquor store,
right,
and you'll probably see footage of this guy rolling out some vodka.
Right.
He put his whole night together. Yeah. Throw rug steaks.
Vodka and Red Bulls, man.
Yeah, all he needs now is like a cheap bathrobe.
Yep.
Ooh.
Right.
Some Marvin Gaye music.
Cigar.
And a pallet of condoms.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brandy. Yeah, and a pallet of condoms.
Gotta have that.
I need to know why the rug. I need to know.
Obviously, you need some place to lay down on.
It's bothering me.
Was it to throw over everything on the car?
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
No, because you can see the Red Bull cases very clearly.
Right.
I don't know.
The rug he really needed. The yeah. Red Bull he might be selling, right?
You think?
The yeah. steaks he ate that night.
Yep.
Like,
I would.
Trust me.
Yeah.
BJ's, you don't want those steaks back now.
Exactly.
That's one of the top comments also on the Facebook page is, don't worry about the steaks. They're gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Trapper Don in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking
morning.
About the goose problem, but yeah. We have a call we want to play for you. It's a 911 call of a man being attacked by an otter. How dangerous are those things?
Territorial with young otters, with babies. Yeah, look out. They can be a little vicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never thought of that.
Plus, embarrassed being attacked by an otter.
To be honest with you, I don't even think I could draw an otter. Like, I wouldn't know what one looks like.
From the weasel family, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yep.
They're kind of like long, and they look kind of like a large ferret.
Yeah, like a water weasel.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah, like
they?
The water weasel. You water yep. weasel.
A aren't water they the weasel. Ones in the aquariums that like play around and like yeah. turn around
they're
and
cute.
Have fun?
They're yeah. cute. Except yeah, for the territorial with young fun. Otters, apparently, according yeah. to Don. Yeah.
And the water.
Everything's a Disney movie to her.
Yeah, really. It's a happy world to live in.
They play around. And they guys love things.
Let her hang around with me for the yeah. day. We'll show her.
You're going to hear a non-Disney otter.
I think she's on drugs. Right I think she's drugged.
Here's the 911 call.
Venice Beach Boulevard, help.
What's happening at Venice Beach Boulevard?
There's a man on the ground. There's a man otter trying to kill him. I can't get him off. Hold it, please.
There's a man on the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
And someone's doing what?
An otter has got him.
Who's got him?
An otter.
An otter.
An otter.
Yeah.
There was an otter biting my friend.
I can't really understand what he's saying, but she's able to make it out, and I yeah. can understand her. And so there's a guy on the ground, and an otter is on him.
Yeah. Now, I would think he's on bath salts. If I heard someone calling up saying, there's an otter attacking my friend.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
He's on drugs.
Yeah.
It could have had rabies. Could have been tested positive. I don't know.
Yeah,
I never even heard this.
How big are these things?
They can grow up to about 3.5 feet. Mm. They're fast, though. Real fast.
Yeah. Really?
Faster underwater.
Yep.
They're quick on land.
Really?
And yeah, they can be pretty vicious, you know, but they're a solitary animal. They like to be left alone.
Huh.
Right.
Who's got him?
An otter.
An otter?
O-T-T-E-R. Please hurry. I can't keep him off.
And if you need an ambulance?
I imagine so, yes.
I imagine so.
Yes. I'd hazard a guess, probably.
You need an yeah. ambulance.
I think so, maybe.
From an otter attack.
Right. I'm calling you. What do you think?
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm running things
I'm
past
on
you.
911. No, bring some teacups for
what's
our tea party.
What's up with that lady?
Yeah, they can. I wouldn't want to go head-to-head with one.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're fast. Yeah, they'll tear you up. They get a hold of your leg or something. Yeah, they don't crap. Jump or anything. They're very short-legged.
This is the guy, if you look at the Chaz and AJ Facebook page from last week,
yeah.
he grabbed a 6-foot snake
yes.
out of the,
I saw that.
Out of a garage.
Yep.
Yeah, that was...
That was scary.
Well, that thing, I got the call. The gentleman's father-in-law was working in a new garage. The ceilings are 15, 18 feet tall. It fell out of the ceiling, just missed him.
Oh, my God. See, at that point, I'm moving.
And it crawled underneath the shelf. What? He was like, what's my son-in-law got a fan belt up in the ceiling for?
Right.
And then it crawled underneath, and they called me, and you saw the video.
Ah.
Yeah, when it's raining snakes in the house, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No.
Just a snake comes out of the ceiling and falls right near
you. At that point, I'm sitting fire to the ass and running.
My grandmother insisted before she left her house that there were absolutely no mice in the house. We're like, yes, there are. There's mouse poop. Until one fell on her head and she was making a sandwich. Like, told ya! Told ya!
It was a little Mission Impossible mouse. It was attached to wires.
I wanted to tell you, that snake that I sent you the video, half mile from the one I did 10, 12 years ago,
in
the lady's underwear drawer, not even a half mile from her house. Remember that one I told you about, the 9-footer? Yeah.
Can you tell us what town that was?
That was Berlin.
Well,
up off the Chamberlain Highway, a lot of
snake
rocks
pit
and stuff.
City.
Yeah. Really? Snakes in your underwear. Thank you.
Snakes in the underwear drawer. I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I was like, all right.
That's a snake in your underwear. Thank you.
All right. Do we play this otter call? How much more of this is left? Like a lot.
Yeah, it was originally like a 5-minute call that I edited down, so we got like a minute and a half left.
Oh, okay. Let's take. This is an otter attacking a man. And the man's friend is on the phone with 911, and Trapper Don's in the studio with us.
Man, could you please hurry?
Yes, one second. Where exactly?
What is going on?
Oh, you don't want to know.
What did he say?
Right. Here he comes, here he comes.
Oh, here he comes. This whole thing's otter.
Here he comes, here he comes.
must be a big otter.
It sounds like, you know, one of those videos of the guy at the space station is like, if you receive this, here it comes! Ah!
Right. Houston, loose connection.
Right, right.
It's got him by the throat.
Right. He's having one of those barroom brawls with it now.
Right, right. Chairs are smashing.
Yeah.
I want to know what he's swinging at this thing, because I can hear something hitting the pavement. So I don't know if it's like a branch or if he's got something from his car.
He's right. The 96-year-old.
His shoe. I have no idea. I need to know what he's got.
He's using the 96-year-old. Yeah.
Where exactly
on Venice are you? Yo, bastard! That's the neighbor's kid, sir. That's the neighbor's kid.
I love that she's, while he's under attack.
In the middle of the fight.
Asking him, where exactly on that street are you? I don't know, drive down the street and where you see the person being attacked by an otter?
I'm the one with the otter.
That's where I am.
That's about it.
You see a 96-year-old covered in blood? That's where I am.
There's your clue, detective.
Where exactly are you on this? And he's like going for it now. He's in the otter.
Look for the blood.
Where exactly are you on that street?
Like imagine in the middle of a UFC fight, like someone walking up to the side of the, excuse me, can you tell me your license plate?
Right.
You've got a car outside with the lights on?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Like, I'm in the middle of something.
Kind of busy right now.
Yeah. Have you ever had any kind of a confrontation with an otter like this?
No, nothing like that.
Right.
No. I've caught a few in my time, and
when
nothing
you catch
like
them,
that.
Do you trap them, or are you killing them, or...
They were already put down when I caught them.
No, what do you mean by that?
In the trap we use.
Oh, you have a trap where it's like, good night.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I've never encountered a live otter on the trap line.
And why is that? Why aren't they relocated? Why aren't they just caged or whatever?
Well, this was more of my fur trapping when I was younger.
Oh.
And I was making beaver sets, trying to catch beaver, and the otter will in, you know, habitat.
Oh. Same kind of same thing.
Yeah, right. But the season was open. It's all legal and stuff. I know somebody who did, I don't want to say any names on the radio, but he encountered a live otter, and it did bite him right in the inner thigh.
Really?
Yeah, it was alive in the trap.
Ah.
Look at that.
Oh. Yeah.
That's how fast they are. It was in the trap, underwater.
Mouth bite.
Damn. Around,
and it got him. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That had to
hurt. I put my money on the otter every time. I'd like to GoPro that.
Yeah, if the otter's in the trap and bites me in the leg, that otter doesn't have much longer to live.
I know. When you're in the water, you're in his territory.
Yeah. All right. But he's stuck in a trap, so good luck, otter.
You're in my house now.
Before I get medical attention, I'm going to take care of you.
You're in my house now.
Wow. How come there's 9 holes in this trap? I love this. This sounds like he's having a fist fight with a giant otter.
It does.
Yeah. Smell my beer.
Go ahead.
Yes.
And you say that he is injured?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of injury does he have at this time?
I don't know. He's being bit by the damn otter.
I have time to assess the wounds, lady. Yeah.
I know. I feel like I don't like her.
We've talked to 911 operators. They have to keep people talking. They have to get these questions answered. But when you hear someone in the midst of a struggle, it's like, put the phone down and take care of yourself. We have help on the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have edited some of this. So she has already said that help is on the way. She's already dispatched. I cut all this out just to get to the parts that we're interested in here. But
okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Some of these questions are just ill-timed. Yeah.
I feel like an ambulance would be helpful.
Right. Yeah.
Can you please send them?
I already have it up to dispatch. Now tell me, you said you're west of Center Road. Are you in front of a building?
No building.
Are you in front of a lake?
No, just woods.
And how do you know him? Is he your friend?
No, I found him laying on the ground.
I found him laying on the ground, so just some random old guy.
That's right, being terrifying. Otter, yes.
Wow.
But how does he know the guy's 96? The guy must have said to him, I'm 96.
Right. Never been attacked by an otter before.
In other words, get help here quickly. Yeah. Don't screw around.
It was on my bucket list.
Right.
So it was the title of the video. I didn't hear it at all in the audio, so it must have been details they got later.
Oh, okay.
And they just put it on the title. But yeah, at one point she asks him, like, how old he is, and he doesn't really answer the question.
Oh, okay. Is there any more of the struggle there?
And the otter's still on him?
Yes. I can't see him to get him off.
Wow.
Are you able to help the man at all?
Yes, I've got the otter off him quite a bit, but not that much.
What kind of injuries does he have? Is he bleeding? Is he awake?
What's that?
Is he awake?
Yes.
What kind of injuries does he have? Anything obvious?
Hey! Hey!
Guess the otter's coming back for more.
Yeah.
Yes, his blood all over him.
Jeez.
All over what part of his body?
Man, all over him. Yes, I am. It's just, I need to jump up, there's water there. We got to get that otter off.
I don't want you. Listen.
Yep.
I don't want any more injuries.
Yeah, he's going to bite the shit out of your pants.
Jesus.
Wow.
How would you handle that? I think Trapper Down would get in his truck and take off.
He would, yeah. Yeah,
hey, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, that's about it.
I called 911.
And the otter would give chase.
Yeah, otters, like a raccoon, they will fight you.
Hmm.
That's it, bottom line. Yeah. They will fight you.
I don't think I ever knew this about otters.
It's worse.
No, me neither.
They bust a beer bottle in the bar and come at you with it.
Yeah, well, this is the thing with this otter. Like, it could have done whatever it had to do and then split.
Right.
Right?
No.
It's like, all right, the threat has been neutralized.
This ain't over.
96-year-old man, he's down on the ground covered in blood. Now I can leave. But this thing kept coming back. So what does that tell you? Like rabies or?
Well, that's I don't know where it was. We never even heard of this. So if you look it up, maybe I could look it up. It might have been rabid.
Yeah.
I just Googled otter fight, and one of the first videos is on National Geographic. A family of otters fight off a crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, wow. What?
All right. Otters are badass.
Wow.
No kidding.
Before we let Don go, can we play that audio? Who is this little fella?
Oh, this is Liam. His name is Liam. He's my friend, Brian and Shannon Kane, their grandson. He loves Trapper Don. Right. He doesn't even know me. Liam, who got you the M&Ms?
Trapper Don.
He's 27 years old, by the way.
He only knows me by Trapper Don. He doesn't even know me by Don.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Liam, where'd you get those magazines that only adults should have? Why are you at court today? Who are we talking to?
We have Dakota, and after this one, I wanted to drink a glass of bleach. She just wouldn't shut up.
A glass of bleach?
Clean yourself out,
yeah.
Right?
It's just not. She would not stop talking.
Nope.
Oh my god!
Which court were we at here?
This one was Hartford.
Okay.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Dakota.
Why are you at court today?
I'm so dumb. Like, I don't even know why I'm here. Like, the cop was like so. Like, we were just hanging out. Like, I don't even know like why we're here.
This person's acting.
Doesn't it sound?
This
like
is
that?
Not real. Pete.
This is so annoying.
It's so annoying.
that doesn't confirm or deny.
That's the first thing I thought of, Chaz.
This can't be real. Pete.
She was... She,
Tell me. Go ahead.
She was just a mess, man.
She was a mess, man.
All right. So this is real.
Yes.
It's legit.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even know why we're here.
This is the girl from Fargo meets a girl from California.
Sounds like Miley Cyrus, actually.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I don't even know why we're here, but they told me if I don't come, I'm gonna get in trouble. I don't have to tell my parents, and I just don't want to do that.
All right, let's take us from the beginning. What happened?
Well, my boyfriend and I were hanging out with his friend, and we were chilling. We decided to walk around the reservoir because it was a really nice day out, you know. So we were hanging out. We left our in the car, and the only way to get there is you gotta park on this side street, you know. So we totally drove to this side street. We parked there. We've been doing it forever, right? Forever. So we totally were doing that. We're hanging out. We decided to go take a walk, right? So we left all our in the car. Now, meanwhile, side story: I kind of had just purchased a new bowl. I had only used it twice, though. Had nothing on me, but it was
in my
bag.
Hold on.
New bowl.
Wow.
My mom took a hit off it. Slow down a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Little butt.
She's so overwhelming.
Mm. We're 55 seconds in. That's had a lot of words and a little story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think
a
no
lot
truth.
Of accent.
And no truth.
And a lot of you know. And totallys.
So, Pete, was there no one at court that day? And you're like, wow, I got to get Poopy to, act like she's from the Valley.
No. The other one I sent was much better. This one was just a filler because there was so much ridiculousness coming out of this one that I couldn't even handle it. That's why I said I wanted to drink bleach afterwards.
We all do.
Now, when I say the Valley, I mean the Valley in California.
Right, not Valley here.
Yeah, I know.
An actual Valley girl.
Yeah, Valley girl.
For sure.
I don't think this is real.
That was the first thing I thought of. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
She's putting you on, man.
Well, I can't control what they say to me when they're there, so.
Yeah. Was she talking like this before you asked her if you could use? Yeah.
I'm sorry. One of the reasons I went over there. Because I'm like, all right, this could be a good one. There's something wrong with her. You know,
there's something wrong with this person.
No denying that, Pete. This will be a good one. Yep. There's something so wrong with you.
Yeah.
Was she attractive?
Yeah, she wasn't bad looking, but she's court hot.
Court hot.
So. Court hot.
You're just making up terms now.
No, the birth of a brand new expression.
Oh, wow, court hot.
Court hot.
That girl's court hot.
What does that mean?
I know exactly what he means.
What does that mean?
Ashley? A girl that's court hot may not be hot any other place.
Thanks for bringing it down for us. Okay.
Oh, so you thought it was a girl so hot you're willing to go to court for her.
Oh, no.
Well, no, a court hot means she's got a great body and her face is okay, but you wouldn't marry her or anything.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple of times when
she's
court
hot.
Yeah, court hot.
Now, if you're in a bar and you see someone like this, would you say, "Oh, she's court hot"?
Oh, if you were in a bar, you definitely would be like, yeah, that's 2 o'clock hot."
Oh, 2 o'clock hot.
All right, so different. So right. She'd be hot at 2 a.m.
Right, and long
not at 10 a.m. when there's still chances of meeting other people.
Right, LI would be 4 a.m. hot.
All right.
Gotcha.
So I think Ashley was right. Compared to other people at the court, she's hot.
Right.
However.
Right.
Well, the guys I went to high school with just used to, this is horrible. They used to call people like that butterfaces.
Yeah, butterface, yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Wow.
Really?
This is new.
No, we don't really have the full story yet, right? So they park at a reservoir. She bought a new pipe. She used to park on the street all the time.
Totally did, yes.
Totally did.
Totally did.
Right, okay.
And then she had a brand new bowl.
Right.
She had only used twice.
Right.
Right.
I think that was all that we knew.
Totally. Okay.
Yeah.
I had only used it twice, though. Had nothing on me, but it was in my bag. So we go and take this walk, and we see the cops roll up. So we kind of just walk around the other way, and we see them leave. So we think we're good. So we leave the woods, and we're go to the car. So we're getting in the car.
You smoke weed?
Yeah, a little bit, though. You know, it calms my anxiety.
It speeds you up or no?
No. Oh, I mean, it depends on what, it depends on the stuff, right? It depends on the, anyway.
You're going a mile a minute right now. It's okay.
Sorry.
What did you say, Pete?
You're going a mile a minute right now.
Oh, look at that.
Sorry.
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 We all are sorry.
Too bad she didn't park in the reservoir.
That's harsh, man. That stays in Vegas, man.
But dum dum.
Sorry.
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 That joke sucked.
Yeah. My
sorry. Friend.
Sorry.
This audio's fake.
Sorry.
Sorry, Pete had a slow day.
You're a bad actress.
Called up a friend. Hey, could you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll buy some Starbucks for you.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Here, have this caffeine.
The last thing she needs.
Have this caffeine. Call me.
Starbucks right. And a Lucy.
Right.
Sorry. You asked me a question. Do you want to hear the answer or not?
Sorry. Ooh.
All right. So anyway, I was saying before I so rudely interrupted that we were.
Nah.
Yeah, this is not. This is not. No way.
Nah. Pete, you got to just fess up now.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you doing? Are
you stapling things?
Are you chopping
things? I was scribbling on a piece of paper.
Oh. Playing ping pong over there?
he's making
What are you scribbling on a piece of paper?
I hate these people.
When I'm on the phone, I doodle.
Most folks just talk to the phone.
No, I know, but when I'm on the phone, I doodle, so.
Poopy doodle.
I saw it done once. Poopy doodles.
What are you doodling?
I just draw stuff when I'm on the phone. It's
and what are you drawing idea. Now?
Right now I'm drawing lines up and down.
Up and down lines.
Through a stick figure of me?
This is a picture of Pete throwing Phil off the roof.
So the accent is fake. And then, you know, this woman would just walk away from you. She wouldn't say, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry. Goes,
all right, we're done here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
That we were going to our car to leave, and the cop rolled up and wanted to search our car. And we're like, dude, you don't need to, like, search our car. Like, we're fine. And I knew I had this bowl, but it was, like, a bowl. Like, whatever. It's a misdemeanor. Like, it's all good. But apparently, my boyfriend's friend, and I didn't know this, had stolen a car previously, and he was wanted. And so he had left some rolling papers out in the car. And I don't smoke cigarettes because cigarettes are bad, and they're bad for your health, and you totally shouldn't smoke cigarettes. But this dude had the rolling papers, and they weren't my rolling papers, so I wasn't going to say. And he was like, wouldn't let us get in the car. And my boyfriend's like, they're not my rolling papers. And I don't know why he didn't say they were his, because it was his car. Land Rover, he thinks it's all that and stuff. Anyway.
All right, hold on. Go back. Can you speed that up?
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
I'll take a second.
I think the world will, like, blow up.
Take a second.
Yeah. And then what we'll do is we'll connect her with that person in North Haven who stole 12 cases of energy drinks.
Okay.
And then we'll give her a case and let her drink the case and then see what she would sound like on a case of energy drinks.
But this dude had the rolling papers, and they weren't my rolling papers, so I wasn't going to say anything.
This is like when you have the phone up to your ear and you're getting yelled at by your wife.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But this dude had the rolling papers, and they weren't my rolling papers.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I won't say that on the air anymore.
Okay.
Land Rover thinks it's all that and stuff.
Huh. All right, so, Pete, you're not going to own up to this one?
No.
Okay.
No.
If I was going to get one, it wouldn't be this bad.
That was a very convincing no.
No. Sorry.
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 I like his argument, though. It's a good argument. If I was going to get you a fake one, it wouldn't be this bad.
Right.
I can't have them all the good ones every
that's
day.
Like that,
the other one was good.
That's like when they go to court and they're like, hey, if I was going to steal a car, I wouldn't put my fingerprints all over it.
Right.
I'm like, all right. Okay.
I don't know how you do it otherwise, but yeah.
Then who put the fingerprints on there?
If I was going to steal from a cash register, it wouldn't have, like, $17 in it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I would have stole more money.
I would have thought better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I did find out that the Raiders' new stadium is going to have their own court system because they're anticipating that much trouble.
You said anticipate, right?
Good changeup.
I need diversion.
Yeah. All right.
I did try to do some more research out here.
All right, and is there resolution to this case? Was there anything that we want to know, Phil?
No.
That she stopped.
I mean, there's more. She keeps going for it. We have another minute and a half of her going a mile a minute here.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear a couple seconds.
Anyway, so, like, the cop tells us he has to search the car, and like he goes in my bag, and it's my bag, and he finds my piece. It was like my brand new piece. I just totally bought it. I only smoked out of like twice. He took it, and he took my little bag of pot, which whatever, it was swag. It wasn't very good anyway. But my boyfriend apparently had a roach motel, and if you don't know what it is, like a pod container filled with roach blunts and smelled like shit. I didn't even know it was in the car. He apparently had some pills because I don't know who, what the he's doing. That's a whole nother story though. Anyway,
all right, well, we have a couple minutes. Okay.
And then the rolling papers, the kid never admitted anything, and they took me and my boyfriend into the holding cell, and it sucked, and it was dirty. There was blood on the ground. They expected me to like pee in this, like, it was like a silver bucket. Like, oh my God. Oh, I wanted to throw up. It was so gross.
Will you ever get arrested again?
I give her a lot of credit because, you know, clearly Pete didn't write all this down for her, but she covered a lot of this, added a lot of details, you know? She could have been like, yeah, we were arrested near a reservoir for, we had drugs in a car. Turned out the car was stolen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, should,
5 seconds.
Land Rover, everything in there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I kind of want to know what her boyfriend sounds like. You know what I mean?
He's pretty quiet.
He has no choice.
You'll never notice.
Pete, you didn't get her number so we could call her, did you?
No.
Yeah.
Would you?
I definitely would.
I would hear her talk and say, they're not going to believe this is real.
Yeah.
I need your number.
I like court hot.
Yeah. Core hot, yeah. All right, Pete. I'm sorry.
I don't know, I'm sorry. Would you want to talk caller afterwards?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Michelle?
Yes, Chaz.
You're on.
Pete.
Oh,
it's Michelle.
You want me to conference you? Hold on. You want me to conference you in with Pete?
Yeah, I swear that's LB, our friend LB. All the fire breathing. You know that little chickie?
Hold on, Michelle.
Yeah.
You're on with Pete now.
Pete, it's Michelle.
Hello.
Pete, are you sure that's not LB?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I can't hear anybody.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, she's saying it's LB.
Don't comprendo.
I can't hear nobody.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. All right. All right, Michelle, thank you.
I'm going to work.
All right, Street Pete, appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
Let's talk to an amazing 9-year-old. His name is Brady, and he took it upon himself to raise money for police canine vests. Brady?
Hey, Brady, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Brady. Brady.
What's up?
I'm good.
So what is it that you're doing for the police canine?
I donate bulletproof vests to them.
Wow. And what made you think of doing that?
Because I was watching this show called Life PD, and there was this canine that didn't have a vest. I learned that they don't get their vest automatically.
Wow.
Oh, so the police departments don't fund that. They don't have the money for that.
Yeah.
So you thought, well, I'll do something about this. So you're sitting there at 9 years old and you're thinking, I can help?
I want to help the doggy.
Now, what are you doing? How can we help you?
On my GoFundMe.
On your website.
On my website. It's called www.bradyscaninefund.com.
Who wouldn't want to help out a dog to get a vest?
Right. Brady, how much does a vest cost?
It costs around $1,200.
Wow. For one?
For one vest.
For one vest.
Wow. And how many vests you've gotten so far?
85.
Whoa.
Oh, you saved 85 doggies.
Look at that. At $1,200 a pop. So you rock, man.
How much is that, AJ?
I have no idea.
A lot.
Yes. 23 for Connecticut.
Look at that.
Oh.
Wow. Very nice. Thank you so much for that.
Now, someone in your family, a police officer?
Yeah, my stepdad.
There you go.
Oh, all right, that's cool. We have a calculator, and right. We've done the math, so that's $102,000?
I think so, 1,200 wow. Times yeah. 85.
Yep, well, he's confirmed it. He said, yep, exactly.
That's a lot of money for someone who's 9 years old to raise for dogs. How does that make you feel?
I feel happy.
Yeah.
I'm helping out canines, getting bulletproof vests for them.
Yeah.
Have you met any of the dogs?
Yeah, I met most of them.
Awesome.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have two dogs.
And what are their names?
One's Julio and the other one's Julio.
Julio and Julio.
Very nice.
So right. You call one and they both come.
Exactly right. Right. Sorry, you mispronounced J on the line. Yeah,
that's right. I like that. Keep it simple.
Right. Like one's the Spanish version, one's the American version. Julio and Julio.
Why get all complicated with two different names?
Exactly.
You have really the same name with a different inflection, and they'll both come when you call one.
And they're both spelled exactly the same. This is great.
All right. Ashley is here, and I think that she had something she wanted to say.
I have a doggie. Her name is Darby. And she's a little black lab, but I love all doggies, so I want to go on your website, and I'm going to make a donation to your fund, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You're going to donate $1,200?
Yes, yeah, whole vest.
I didn't say that.
She's going to buy an eighth of a vest.
Right, she's going to buy the button.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And a little name tag.
Yeah, you can write cheap on it.
Brady, you're a very special kid, and we need more kids like you.
Yes, yeah, I think man. You're awesome.
And
you
set a great example for kids all around the world. And when you see something, you're never too young to help.
Exactly. Spread it, man.
So very proud to meet you and proud to have you on the show. And thank you so much for coming on. And thank you for making the community a better place.
Yep. And dog safe.
Thank you for having me.
You're very
Bye,
welcome.
Bye, Brady.
Anytime, man.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.